from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there, and welcome to the rewrap for Friday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning, well, obviously we had the decision. We'll mark the week, which will feature many aspects of that as well, probably, and then the really important result from last night. But I don't know that Mike was that impressed with how things turned out, to be honest.
Well, if last night was day one of the government, then we're all in trouble. Peters opens with a dissertation on how the world is coming to an end and it won't be the new government's fault. Then he picks Labour, who didn't know, and in the line of the night, Jacinda tells us, when she finally turns up, how she enjoyed the theatre of watching along with the rest of us who had won. If that's not Stockholm Syndrome, I don't know what is. Then the Greens had to actually sign the thing off. It looked a mess. No policy, no portfolios, no detail. So, from what we know, who wins here? Well, at four cabinet posts and an under-secretary, depending on what the portfolios are, of course, that's a good result for New Zealand First. Having to give that up is something Labour's going to need to explain. A party of nine people with five spots in the executive is not proportional. The Greens are the big losers, I think. Yes, they're in government, but only just cabinet spots that aren't in cabinet. And a confidence deal. It's better than opposition, but they too have a lot of explaining to do to their supporters. Mind you, given the Turei debacle, they might not have been there at all. Far less government. Labour, well, government's government. It's a win. But at what price? On policy, you can see why Peter's picked them, really, from the economy, the Reserve Bank Act, immigration, housing. There's a lot in common there. But three very different parties with a lack of experience in a lot of areas. Jacinda Ardern takes a very big risk here if she wants to forge a career as one of this country's more successful leaders. Many would argue 3 years in opposition might have served her better than the 3 years, if it's that, of what a lot of good money would suggest is going to be a tumultuous ride. And in that vein, you could well argue the Nats aren't really losers. I mean, I hope English doesn't quit, mainly because he didn't lose. He just didn't get picked. And that's the madness of MMP. A good, strong opposition with the experience they've got, not to mention the numbers, has to be full of enough vim, vigour and hope to think this new government is ropey, vulnerable, and from an opposition's point of view, ripe for the picking. Ultimately, though, I think we all want the best for this country, don't we? Because we deserve it. And we have had a great run. So let's hope what happened last night doesn't derail that.
Of course, some people were stoked with what happened last night, like Annette King, for example. She just couldn't wait to get on air.
So you have no reason to believe that this is not going to be a collegial arrangement that will work well, that after 3 years you'll be able to go back to the people in 2020 and say, look what we did, and we'll have three more of that, please.
Look, I feel very confident about that. And I think it's interesting that a lot of New Zealanders wanted something that was a change, and they're not quite sure what that change was, and so you got the result we got. But they want to see a more compassionate New Zealand. They want to see a New Zealand that grows and that's confident and creating wealth for everybody. But they couldn't see just more of the same was going to do it. And it was obvious that neither could Winston.
All right. Lovely to catch up with you. What are you going to do now?
You too. Oh, well, at this moment, you'd probably like to know this, I'm lying in bed. Mike, I'm going to take it easier. You probably know I've just been appointed as one of the directors on Watercare, so I'm coming up to help you in Auckland.
Good on you.
But I'm looking to have a different lifestyle to the political one. I always value the time I spend on your show.
Of course, Annette's partner in crime on our show has been Stephen Joyce. National, keeping their heads well and truly down this morning everywhere, but he couldn't resist popping up with us.
He was very gracious last night, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, and I think it's a measure of the man. I think we all know he's a very, very decent and positive individual who cares deeply in his country, about his country. And I think he said exactly like the right things last night.
He shouldn't go, should he?
No, I don't believe so. Because I think we're in an interesting space in the we go into opposition with the largest vote, I think, of any opposition going back some time. And in fact, a larger vote share than I think Labour might have won over the three elections that was actually put into government last time. So it's an unusual thing, and I don't think anybody could say he didn't lead the National Party well and run a great campaign. And normally what happens in these situations is, you're sort of turfed out and then it's a case of people saying, oh, well, I might head off, but yeah. This is a very different situation.
I would have said so too. So presumably you're hanging around as well?
Oh, that would be my intention. We already do regroup and think about where to from here. But yeah, absolutely, it will be my intention to be here and to be a very active part of Her Majesty's loyal opposition.
Did you, I'm just trying to, how much do you want to tell us about the negotiations you had with Peters?
Oh, nothing in particular.
Okay.
And we won't.
Were you in the race? Did you genuinely believe you were in the race until you heard him say what he said last night?
Up until yesterday, I think our team was certainly having doubts through yesterday. But you know, you just never know until...
And what were those doubts? What was the trigger?
Well, actually, I think Mr. Peters said it himself last night. I think the most telling phrase for me was when he said he could have the modified status quo or big change.
So we're in for some big change by the sounds of things, but don't worry. It's still Friday and we will still mark the week.
The decision, 7. Mainly because it was full of drama. I mean, you can't deny the pomp and circumstance, but this is and was MMP at its worst, and that's before you get to the risk around the three-way Peters has gone with. Winston Peters himself, 3.
10 days or 9 days or 8 days or 9 days or 10 days or 10 days or 10 days or 10 days.
He is your worst nightmare. 7% does not justify what we've seen from him these past few weeks. Having said that, the rules are the rules, and he milked it for all it's worth, and for his party it's a decent deal, but this is where ultimately he's made a mistake. Will it last? History tells us no. Bill English, 6.
Well, kia ora. Oh, in answer to the gentleman's question, kia ora.
Got sucked in to being a lapdog during those negotiations, but was very gracious last night and should not resign. Jacinda Ardern, 8.
We're just two talking heads.
Suffered the same lapdog syndrome, but as Prime Minister and got there from a spill, and 24%, you cannot take that away from her. Other matters, 30 years since the crash, 6. It was another age. It was an age of greed mixed with stupidity, mixed with ignorance and naivety. Yes, there might be another correction, but it will never be the same. We are not the same place. The chip shortage that wasn't a shortage, 3. Best fake news of the week. TV3 led with it over the weekend, proving that you can literally say anything, and if you don't join the dots, there is egg, which isn't in short supply either, by the way, all over your face. In New Zealand, 10. 10.
I'd say it was a 10.
10. Donald says it's a 10. Best in the world. And Condé Nast says so. Our incomes, 40. 40? 40. Sorry, 40. Our incomes are up 40% in a decade. That's 4% a year, a mile above inflation. And proof that all of this, there are no pay rises. All that nonsense isn't true. More fake news. Warren Gatlin, 3. It was a bit self-indulgent, wasn't it? I mean, coaches don't whine, and the irony being he did well. Imagine if he got spanked, for goodness sake.
Okay, let's not keep you in suspense any longer. I know you've been dying to hear the real result of the week. Who won the Supreme Award in the Sausage of the Year competition?
Other very important news this morning, and I don't want to miss this one out. The Boudin Noir, which is a French style of black pudding from the Akaroa Butchery in Delhi, has won the 2017 Sausage of the Year competition. And this was the great sadness of what happened yesterday. And one of the first things I thought, hold on, tomorrow is the announcement of the Sausage of the Year competition, and how's this formation of the new government going to fit in with that? Because the poor old Akaroa Butchery going to get absolutely no coverage at all. But this is the first time that a Boudin Noir has won. Blood sausage and black pudding. And do you know why they started making it? And here's an environmental story. They'll be right up the green telly. The Akaroa Butchery in Delhi, Brendan Foster, congratulations, started making it to reduce waste.
I'm quite pleased that it's not one of these sort of, you know...
Yeah, I agree. I know what you're going to say.
A walnut and cranberry 100%. And, yeah. You know, wood shavings and manuka smoked.
The judges have woken up, haven't they? I mean, all of those days, hopefully...
I mean, that sounds like your more traditional... I mean, don't get me wrong, obviously a very flash sausage.
But traditional. It's French.
I mean, it was tense in my house last night. You know, there were all these... there was people wandering around looking at their phones, listening to the radio, turning on TVs. And I said, what's the story? Oh, this is a big announcement. I'm going, sausage?
Yeah, exactly.
And they weren't interested in the sausage. I can't understand it.
I didn't want them to get lost this morning. Traditionally served with sautéed potatoes or caramelised apples. In case you're wondering.
Oh, jeez.
Hungry now?
Hungry? Yeah, it was weird. I mean, I had little to zero interest, really, in last night's goings-on, knowing full well that it would be all I would be immersed in this morning when I got to work, and there was nothing really that was going to happen last night that was going to change that. But there were lots of other people in my house that were glued to it. They were listening on the radio. They were watching it on their phones. You know, Mr. Peters making his way to the podium, that seemed to take a very long time. So if he takes as long to do anything else as he did to do that, I don't know that big change is going to happen quickly. Anyway, interesting times, interesting times. I am Glenn ZB. That was the rewrap, complete with a sausage in it. Who knows what we'll put in Monday's one. I'll see you then.